भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 22 किं दुष्करेण कृतभे तपो व्रतै दानादिभिर्वा द्विजयेन फल्गुना न यत्र नारायणपादपङ्कज स्मृतिः प्रमुष्टातिशयेन्द्रियोत्सवा क्रिं दुष्करैर्नः क्रतभे तपो व्रतै दानादिभिर्वा द्विजयेन फल्गुना न यत्र नारायणपादपङ्कज स्मृतिः प्रमुष्टातिशयेन्द्रियोत्सवा किं दुष्करैर्नः कर्तव्ये तपो व्रतै दानादिभिर्वा द्विजयेन फल्गुना न यत्र नारायणपादपङ्कज स्मृतिः प्रमुष्टातिन्द्रिययोत्सवा हरिओ यू आर कैचिंग द फ्लाई हाँ क्या ओके सो 12:25 आई विल बी देयर टू रिसीव ओके हरिओ ओके हरिओ दुष्करैर्ना कृतभे तपो व्रतै The word meaning kim, what is the value? Duskarai, very difficult to perform. Naha, our. Kratubhihi, with performances of sacrifice. Tapaha, with the austerities. Vratai, bows. Dana adivihi, with executing charitable activities and so on. Va are dujayena with achieving the heavenly kingdom. Phalguna, which is insignificant. Na, no. Yatra, where? Narayana Pada Pankaja, of the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Smritihi, the remembrance. Pramusta, lost. Atisaya, excessive. Indriya Usabat, due to material sense gratification. Translation purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The demigod continued after performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifice, undergoing austerities, observing vows, and giving charity. We have achieved this position as inhabitants of heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here, we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification. Therefore, we can hardly remember lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Indeed, because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten his lotus feet. The land of Bharatvarsa is so exalted that by taking birth there, one cannot only attain the heavenly planets, but also go directly back home, back to Godhead. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9:25, Yanti deva brata deva pitrin yanti pitrin brataha bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti mad yajito pimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to ancestors, and those who worship me will live with me. People in the land of Bharatvarsa generally follow the Vedic principles of consequently perform great sacrifice by which they can be elevated to the heavenly planet. However, what is the use of such great attainment? As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9:21, Chine punne martyalokah visanti. After the results of our own sacrifices, charity, other pious activities expire, one must return to the lower planetary system. Again feel the pangs of birth and death. However, one who becomes Krishna conscious can go back to Krishna. Yanti mad yajano pimam. Therefore, the demigods, even the great, having been elevated to the higher planetary system, the denizens of heavenly planets are great that they could not take full advantage of being born in the land of Bharatvarsa. Instead, they became captivated by a higher standard of sense gratification. And therefore, they forgot the lotus feet of Lord Narayan at the time of death. The conclusion is that who is taken birth in the Bharatvarsa must follow the instructions given personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yad gatva na nivartante tad dham paramam mamah. One should try to return home back to Godhead, to the Vaikuntha planet, to the topmost Vaikuntha planet, Golok Vrindavan. So, live eternally in a full, blissful knowledge in the company of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Mano Vrishtam Sthapitam Neena Bhutale. स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीयुतपदपवनं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानुतांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरे वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यमेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे किं दुष्करैर्नः कृतभिस्तपोव्रतैः दानादिभिर्वा द्विज एन फल्गुना न यत्र नारायण पाद पंकज स्मृतिः प्रमुष्टा The demigods continue after performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifice, undergoing austerities, observing vows and giving charity. We have achieved this position as inhabitant of heavenly planet. But what is the value of this achievement? Here we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification. Therefore, we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Indeed, because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten his lotus feet. So now there is a glory of Bharatvarsha going on since yesterday, and it will continue for some more shlokas. So, as we discussed yesterday, that Bharat, the track of land, Bharatvarsha, there are many people have described differently. Like there was a writer, Sanskrit scholar, Kalidas. Kalidas has written that what is Bharatvarsha? Asti uttarasyam disite bhatatma nagadhirajo. Where, in the north of which land, there is a Himalaya. And the lotus feet Kanyakumari and the seashore. That land belong to Deva Bhumi, that is Bharatvarsha. But if we read in Bhagavatam, when Maharaj Prithu was ruling, he said that this whole land was one, and because of his chariot, and the print of his chariot's wheel, it divided into the seven part, and this seven ocean came. So, of course, the mankind, and when the Lord comes, he doesn't come for Indian. He comes for everybody, for every living entity. So, I think now the visa system is started. Come to this part, go to that part, don't go this side, don't. Otherwise, the whole land belongs to the Lord, and every living entity, all of us belong to the same Father. Everybody has right to go this side, that side, wherever they like. And they have right to perform the devotional service where they are. Now, but somehow or other, the history has taken turn, and different people got different rulers, and many rulers were plunderers, and the choirs, the kings and the chieftains, whoever they are, they did not care for the subject, praja. They wanted to enjoy. Like, see, that the king, the demigods, they are just repenting that they didn't take, they didn't use the proper facility they have got it. Like, if somebody goes to heavenly planet, he has very good health. No need of any Ayurvedic medicine. They are healthy. They just take some kalp and some drink, som ras, they are healthy. They are very, very beautiful, very handsome personality. The women, they never get wrinkle in their face. The same apsara Rambha is dancing in the heavenly planet, in Amaravati, in the kingdom of Indra, for a long time, time immemorial. She's just like that. So, even though they have got such a great facility, but they're repenting. They're saying, no, 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 Bharat Bhumi, Bharat Bhumi, Bharat Varsh, where the people have got opportunity to perform devotional service, and because of the devotional service, they also got upgraded. Because of the devotional service only, in the result of devotional service, and according to desire, some people get upgraded. Somebody had desire for sense gratification, Lord puts him, okay, now this is the place, go and enjoy. And chine punne mriti loka visanti. Just like if somebody comes to America, this, 5th, December, visa expires. Sir, go back home. Same thing happens. Now that you have been given visa to go to heavenly planet, and then as soon as your punya was over, finished, you go back. Punar musko bhav. You have to go right there and start your beginning. Now, actually speaking, sometimes I always think that maybe this is also like heavenly planet, America. For the poor people in India or some other country, if you tell them that, oh, there is a carpet on the staircase, they will not believe. They will say, no, no, how is it possible? There is a carpet on the staircase throughout the wall, the whole building is so beautiful like that. They will not believe. But somebody who comes, then who sees it, then he says, yeah, yeah, maybe they are very... But they don't understand. It is exactly the situation of the demigods in heaven. They, because of excessive sense gratification, they forgot even to remember. They have completely forgotten Narayan. Same thing happens when somebody gets the high birth, high parentage, or high state. America is supposed to be leader of the world, leader country. But because they are using the fake side of material world, they are torturing their own people, they are torturing others as well. Everywhere. All the problem you see in the world, created by AAA. I am American. And they try to control the different people. Okay, sir, come on, my side, I will spend. See, they are like they see the Taliban, this chiefo. It had been brushed by same president of America. Okay, keep... Now the same guy becomes enemy to America and tries to kill wherever he sees American, where there is American embassy, you know, just you know, blow it up. So from where? It is exactly like that man, he was trying to take the guru and he granted, okay, whatever you want, you ask. He said, oh, you become this, you become that. Then ultimately, he thought, oh my God, if I can become everything, then what about if some lion comes? So he becomes lion comes and eat him up. So this is up to your perseverance of desire. How many desires you have? Keep continuing. Na sochati na kangchati. Who is the Brahma Bhuta? Brahma Bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kangchati. This is the problem. As soon as we get to this material world, the two diseases, sochati and kangchati comes. We are always hankering. Aham mamiti. This, more. Anior. You see, there is Anior. There is Anior. He knows our temple chief, commander. What is your name? Omkar. You have been to Govardhan, right? So there is one village called Anior. Because when Lord was being offered, Govardhan, all the Brajavasis, they are bringing laddus, they are bringing so many food stuff. Rasmalai, son papri, so many things are coming. He says, bring more, because they did not offer tulsi. So there was old Pandit Chaturvedi. He said, "Hey, what are you doing? He is going to eat the whole Braj Mandal, everything. Aniyor. There is no Tulsi." Then immediately he brings Tulsi. Then he becomes satisfied. Then he returns by Kalda Prasadam. Govinda Kund is a full of Prasad. Apsara Kund is a full of Prasad. Aravat Kund is a full of Prasad. He just returns back everything. So, this is such a scientific method to please the Lord. Only the Vedic literature, only the Varnashram Dharma, only the devotees of Lord, they know. Just see, there is one Muslim Kavi. He's a writer and a devotee, Ras Khan. He's a Brajavasi, he lives in Braj. He's a praying to Lord that, Pahanaho to vahi giriko. When I die, I have no control. So if suppose you want to make me Pahan, Pashan, the mountain, then just make me a stone of the Giri Govardhan. So jau khagaho to baser karo. If suppose I become the bird, then I must be flying in the Kadambi Kul Kadamba Kedaran on the bank of Jamuna, Kalindi Puline. I just become a bird on the top of Kadambadar, you know, on the trees of Kadamba. He says, "Jo pasu ho to kaha bas mero." Suppose if you make me animal, sir, he has no objection. He's saying, whatever you want to make me, but charao niti nand ki dhenu madharan, then please put me a cow. Just I should go to the Nanda's Goshala, where all the cows are just going and Krishna is hurting them with his stick. He is desiring. Just see these Brajavasis. Says, Mahesh, Ganesh, Dinesh, Suresah jahin parin pavain. They go for meditation. Says, Lord is lying on his own body. And says, cannot understand what is this Lord. Who is he? What he wants to do? And Ganesh, most intelligent personality on the planet. Very, very intelligent. You know why he is supposed to be most intelligent? Because there was one time race. They say that whoever does three parikrama of the whole planet and comes number one first, then he will be declared as the top guy. So everybody started using Shankarji. He has his bull, Nandi. Brahmaji has his swan. Everybody used his carrier. And Ganapati Bappa, he has mice. Right fellow. He cannot drive fast. So he is intelligent. What he did? He writes Ram and just does three parikrama for that. That's it. Mahamantra. He just writes the name of the Lord and he makes three circumambulation. And when these guys are going, Lord Shiva is going, and when everybody is driving their chair things, they see everywhere there is a hoof print of the rabbit. They think, what happened? And he was already sleeping. By the time they are turning, Ganapati was right here. So because he is the most intelligent person, he knows the cause of all causes is the Narayan, the Lord. So he better surrender to him rather than go here and there. So then, because it was declared by the assembly of all the demigods, the most intelligent person is Ganapati, Ganeshji. And in this song, the prayer is being made that Sesh Mahesh Ganesh. Sesh is Seshnath. Mahesh is Lord Shiva. He is 24 hours chanting Mahamantra, sitting in a posture and meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord and always chanting. Actually, in India, this is prevalent because he lives in Kasi and because he is chanting all the time Mahamantra, so people prefer to go in Kasi and die there so that they will listen the chanting of Lord Shiva and they will get the mukti because of his chanting. So that is the tradition. Many people, when they become old, they go to Kasi. Just because they know Lord Shiva is chanting, and his chanting they will hear in their ears, and they will go mukti, they will get mukti. Of course, the Vaishnavas, they go to Vrindavan, but different type of devotees are there. So, according to their standard, they go. So, Lord Shiva, who is always chanting, but very difficult for him to, in his meditation, he catch hold of Krishna. Sesh, Mahesh, Ganesh, Dinesh. Dinesh is 24 hours. He has 7 horses. The sun god, traveling all around. Very difficult for him to count for Krishna, where is he sleeping or getting up or what he's doing. Very, very difficult job. Suresahu, the demigod's chieftain, Indra, can never get he has no ability to understand the Lord Krishna. But Tahiya Hir Kicho Hariya Chachyabar Chach Pinachna Chame. To that Krishna, this damsel of Braj, they just say, Krishna, come here. You want chach? He says, yes, yes, of course, I want. Okay, dance for me. So he will start immediately dancing. Then they say, okay, take it. So these damsels have such a devotional attitude, so much attraction for him, that he just dances on their order. So who is greater? The tapasvis, the munis, the yogis, the demigods, Lord Shiva, Ganesh, who is? These damsels, these brajavasinis, that just on their order, they say, Krishna, we are uneducated and we have to make so many rounds to bring cow dung from Gosala to, from the field to Gosala. They have, you know, from the cow dung they make very nice tablet to burn it and cook their food. So they are saying that we have to go so many times, so we'll forget. So why don't you just stand and they will take a little cow dung and put on a cheek. One round, two round, three round, four round like that. And he stands. He just stands. He's so much attached with this gopi. Whatever they say, he does. And they just really misuse their love. They make him back and forth, left and right. Whatever they say, he's sold. And he also plays trick with them. See, when he plays the flute, all the gopis come. I say, why did you come? You are fools. You don't know. You are married. What your husband will be doing? He will be crying. Why did you leave your child? You come. So he plays the flute to call them. Basi bole, modher naam, aao na chale, jane jane, dale dale. He's just chanting name. Savas Prabhu, please come, he's calling out. And when we go there, then he says, oh, why did you come? Who called you? So they are shocked. They say, what do you do there? This is not fair for you. In the middle of night, you invite us, and when you come, then you are saying, what? Okay, you go back now. I don't want to take this offense. Your mother-in-law will curse me, your husband will curse me, and your all the other relatives will curse. Just go now. Just go. Please go back. Then he fixed the time, appointment. Okay, on Sarat Purnima, I will do Maharas. That is a free day. Then you come, then we will dance together. So, he also plays tricks sometimes. One time, he called them. They came. They brought so many pakwan. Every gopi brings something for Krishna. Such a natural love. No plan. Now, what do you want to eat? They're just cooking and bringing. So they bring. They say, no, I'm full. Jashoda Mai has fed me today. She has stuffed me. No place. But I know my Guruji is hungry. He says, so, we didn't bring for your guru. He said, no, whatever I say, you have to do. Okay, sir, tell. So he said, see, just across this Jamuna, there is Durvasa's ashram. And he's very hungry. He never eats, actually. But today I feel he's hungry. So why don't you just take this whole stuff and go? He said, oh, this is a Bhadav Ratri. This is like August season, which is a peak of the rainy season. So much rain, flood, the Jamuna is flooded. And it is like middle of the night, what we will do? He said, doesn't matter, now you go. So he said, how will cross the river? He said that you go and tell to Mother Jamuna, oh my dear Mother Jamuna, if our Krishna, our beloved Krishna, if he is a nastic brahmachari, then you please cool, go down, then we can cross. So then they reached, and there's so much water. So they say, Mother Jamuna, please, if our beloved Krishna, he is a nasty brahmachari, please get down. So immediately Jamuna goes down, and they go outside. Are Durvasa says, why is so, middle of the night, you ladies come here? Who told you to come? He said, no, we have been ordered by Nanda Maharaj's son, Braj Raj Kanhaiya. He has sent us here. So, for what? He has brought all this gift. You have to eat. And you know, Durvasa never eats anything. He takes only Durva, the grass Durva, takes the juice of Durva, and is happy. He doesn't eat anything. He doesn't go beg alms to anybody. He doesn't care. That's why he's always angry. Because he doesn't care. He neither care for king, nor the chaprasi. He deals with everybody on equal platform. Because he doesn't need from the society anything. Except that he's always giving. He's running the Gurukul. Many disciples are coming. He's just giving education. He's always giving mercy. So he says, okay, Krishna wants that I should eat these things. Yes, he has ordered. We brought for him. But he said, no, take it to our Guru Maharaj. So Gurudev is thinking, okay, I am Guru of Krishna, so I must eat something. So he started pumping everything. He just ate everything. Even didn't leave anything left. And then after finished, then he said, the gopi say, now very difficult problem. What is the problem? Say, now we came here and but the Jamuna is again full of water. Why? How she is going to go down? Say, how did you come? They said the mantra. Say, now I give you another mantra. You go tell the Jamuna, if Durvasa Rishi doesn't eat anything except Durva, then hey Jamuna, you get down. So they went and they told the Jamuna, get down. When they crossed, Krishna was waiting, playing on flute. He said, what happened? We are very perturbed. What happened? We know you, that you are dear most supreme person, beloved Krishna. You are achyut. You are infallible. You are not like, an ordinary material person. You are not a sex monger. Like many people think, oh my God, your God has 16,000. So what is harm if we have 2-3, it is good girlfriend. They don't know. They must know this story. We know, the gopis are saying, we know that you are Achyuta. Hey dear Krishna, we know that you are infallible. We know your character. We know how sublime person you are. We know that you are apt kaam. But in front of us, Durvasa ate all this sumptuous food and then his mantra worked. That is astonishing for us. So, that is no strength. Durvasa ever begged you anything? They said no. So Durvasa ever came to your home for food? They said no. Durvasa never eats. In fact, he didn't eat for himself. He just ate. That's why I see my stomach, my belly is full now. He just eat on my behalf. He wanted to please me. So now try to understand. This Bharat, when we say Bharat, like that was the discussion yesterday. When we say India, India doesn't mean that Uttarasyam Nagaradhiraje Himalayam Nam Nagadhiraje Himalaya. The name of the mountain is Himalaya, who is north. And the downhill of the foot of the land is this Kanyakumari and this ocean. He said, not that is the part. The part is where the Vedic hymns, anybody gets up, he goes to Mangalarti. This is India, right here. We are sitting here in India, right? And there must be, a very degraded place. You can say that they are like, very degraded hell. Right here also there is hell, where there is a cow slaughter going on. The Kali is in full swing, sitting right there. There are people in China just making a hole in the monkey's head and drinking the nectar. So right hell is there. You go to the restaurant, they just have a system. They hold the monkey like this and just hold here and then start drinking the blood. So what do you think? And they will perform devotional service there. That is the hell. So every place in India also, right in Braj Mandal, people are fighting. They loot the property. Immediately they murder for 5 rupees, 10 rupees. Do you think they live in Braj? So this is the subject of consciousness. So that's why the Prabhupada created Prabhupada didn't create an organization of a stone and brick. Prabhupada created a movement of consciousness. So this is Krishna consciousness movement. It is everywhere. It is in America, it is in Germany, it is in Japan, it is in India, it is inside, it is out, everywhere. It is within the person's heart, within one living entity. Unless and until we are aware about Krishna and we are Krishna conscious, taking birth in Bharatvarsha or taking birth in America doesn't make any difference. But nevertheless, just like Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Vastro Vijayate. Arjuna is very bewildered. He says, suppose I fight and suppose I just, you know, I don't get any achievement. So he said, don't worry. As a Kshatriya, if you win, then you will enjoy the Aishwarya of this material world. And if you die, you will go to the heavenly planet. And if you run away, then you will be run chod. For Krishna, running away from battlefield, he gets worshipped. Now there is a big temple in near Dwarka, Ran Chor Baba, Ran Chor Rai, because he runs away from the battlefield, so he is being worshipped that he is running away. But if he is telling to Arjuna, but if you run away, then for a person who is a famous, infamy for him is more than death. The people will talk bad about, oh, Arjuna is such a low class character. He just run away from the fire. He just run away from the fire. So, then he says, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe. Don't worry. Even if you have not concluded your journey, and whatever point you leave, whatever stage of consciousness, so you take birth in Sriman. Sriman means Aditya Vikram Birla, Kumar Mangalam Birla, where as soon as the child comes, he has not to worry that where is his daily bread. Everything is pakka. He has to just go Mangal Arati. He has to take Krishna Prasad. He has to just sit for charity. Keep giving. Instead, those guys, they got the junk of money. They are not using in the right direction. They are doing sense gratification. They are wasting their energy. But because of that punya, that karma, they have got this opportunity. Suchinam, Srimatam. Suchinam, Pandit's family. Or in Hare Krishna family. As soon as they get up, then mother is ringing bell. Haribol, Haribol. The child is just getting up. Haribol. He is just listening. Haribol, Haribol. It's going on. Sansara dava nani loka is just coming. No, he is just listening something good. He is very conscientious. Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Vrashto Vijayate. So that fallen yogi will come. So now, but nevertheless, Prabhupada was still very attached to India, Bharatvarsha. Still that track of land where all the demigods are so much appreciative of that. Where all the rivers like Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Tungabhadra, Godavari, so they have come. The rivers, the mountains of that land are so, the cows, you just see, you go throughout world, there are everywhere there is cow. But you see the cows from the Braj. You get fascinated. And everything in, you know, when Lord Krishna, he was, in the Ramavatar, Lord Ram killed Bali. And he was hiding and from the back he killed. Because he cannot fight with him in the front. He has got the boon. Whoever comes in front of him, he will get 50% of enemy's power in his body. So whatever he has, plus 50% of his enemy. So nobody can defeat Bali. And Sugriv was very disturbed. Sugriv, Hanuman brought Sugriv to make friendship with Lord Ram. So he said that, no, my wife has been kidnapped by my brother. Very, very lowly work. Downgraded work. So Lord Ram immediately said, no, we must kill the guy. So he hid from behind the tree and just killed him. So when he shot the arrow, then he was still alive, and Lord Ram went to Bali. Bali says, that dharma hetu avatare o gosai, that you have incarnated to establish religion. Mareo mohi vyadhi kinai, why did you kill me? Why you shoot the arrow on me? Like Bahelia. You know Bahelia, the hunter, he is a clever guy. He always hides and tries to shoot. So you are not Bahelia. You are the Lord. You have come here, incarnated here to establish the religion, dharma. And you did adharma by doing this job for me. He said, no. Then Lord Ram gave example. Anuj Badhu, the brother's wife. Bhagini, the sister. And the daughter of son, Sutachari. And his own daughter. These four, they are all like his daughter himself. So somebody mistreats them, misbehaves them. Tahi badhe kachu paap na hoi. Somebody gets killed by this activity, there is no sin, according to Manusmriti. So you have done the very good job, you have kidnapped your brother's wife, so you are now finished, your job is over. Sir, depart now. Since I have killed you, at least you get the benefit, you go to my loka. But he was very happy. Bali says, now I am going, sir, but take care of my son, Angad, and treat him like your own son. That is my last desire, that's it, I want to go. So now you just see that every behavior of Lord Ram, we can learn lesson. When Lord was ordered that he will be thrown tomorrow, he will be coronation, there will be coronation for him. Everybody is so happy. There was one maid servant which came along with the Kaikeyi, Manthara. She goes and tells the Kaikeyi, very nice, just today. You sleep today, tomorrow you will be slave like me. He said, what are you talking? Nonsense lady, don't you know Ram is my son? I know very well. Your son also, Kaushalya son also. Difference will be Kaushalya will be worshipped from tomorrow on, like a king's mother, and you will be slave like me. There is no difference. We will serve together. She again repeated. She said, I will cut your tongue if you speak like this to my son, Lord Ram. Then she just said, okay, I will never speak anything. So because your father sent me to serve you, I cannot see anything wrong for you. I just told, this is unfortunate that you are not understanding, you are cursing me. Okay, I will never speak anywhere. Then the intelligence got polluted right away. Kaikeyi is thinking, oh, maybe. Especially she says, if Ram was being thrown, why Bharat was not called from his maternal uncle's house? So, it means there is some trick, something. So she immediately thought, oh my God, there is a problem. So she said, what should I do? She said, go to the house, Kopa Bhavan. You see, India, a great country. Even if the lady has to become angry, she has to go to another house. She should not disturb the royal palace and create a confusion in the palace. She should go another house, side house, where she can become angry. The king will come and look after her. So as soon as Maharaj Dasarath comes to know that, oh my God, Kaikeyi has gone to Kopa Bhavan, he cannot understand. Tomorrow is Ram's coronation. And tomorrow, the most beloved lady on the planet who likes Ram too much, and she is going to Kopa Bhavan. He cannot conceive what is going to happen. Immediately he goes to Kopa Bhavan. He says, my dear Kaikeyi, please tell me. You are the dear most. I appreciate. I know you like so much to Lord Ram. I know you are the happiest lady today. What happened? So he is asking, kahu kahi rang kahi karahu naresu. Tell me, who is the poor guy today whom I make a king? Are you telling me, kahu kahi nripahi nikasahu desu? Or if there is any king who has disordered you, I will throw out of this country. Tell me who? What should I do? He is giving so many big lectures. So Kaikeyi says, don't talk these high talks to me. I don't need. I just want to ask you that you have given me two boons. Are you ready with that? What? You asked 10 boons. What two? Okay, just give two. सो तापस बेस विशेष उदासी 14 वर्ष राम वनवासी तापस द लॉर्ड राम शुड गो लाइक ए उदासी एक फेक यू नो एक्चुअली दिस सैफ्रन कलर इज सपोज टू बी लाइक ए डस्ट इज नॉट सपोज टू बी वॉश एंड क्लीन इट विल बी वेरी डर्टी कलर सो दैट नो वुमन विल सी दैट साइड दैट इज द कलर नॉट लाइक shining saffron all the women see that side this is good but what happens he say okay Lord Ram should go to the forest how having this dress of udasi of a sadhu a hermit then he is asking 14 varis Ram she should stay there for 14 years then first boon second boon she is asking that माई सन भरत प्राण प्रिय प्राम ही राजू माई सन भरत मस्ट बी क्राउन टुमारो एज ए किंग सो इमीडिएटली दशरथ सेज ओ भरत प्राण प्रिय प्राम ही राजू आई हैव नो प्रॉब्लम मेकिंग भरत एक्चुअली राम विल बी सो प्लेस्ड टू मेक भरत किंग बट आइदर यू से यू एक्सेप्टेड आर यू से रिजेक्टेड यू हैव ऑलरेडी टोल्ड 3 times Then he immediately fled. See, Tulsidas in his Ramayana, he has prayed to everybody. He prays to demon, he prays to demigod, he also prays to Dasarath. So when he is making prayer to Maharaj Dasarath, he is saying, Bandahu avadha bhuval satya prema jina ramaka. I worship the Lord of Ayodhya, Chakravarti Naresh Dasarath, who has the greatest and true love for Lord Ram. Vishwanath Deen Dayal Priyatan Trina Iva Parihare, who is so great devout Bhakta of Lord Ram, that as soon as Lord Ram goes away to forest, he leaves the body like a tinka, like a straw on the street. So we can see, now by the behavior of Lord Ram, we can see how he was so attached with his brothers, how he dealt with his mothers, how he dealt with all his subject members of his parliament, how his gurus, so we can all follow. So there is a great history. There was Dhruva Maharaj, there is Prahlad Maharaj, there is Harishchand, truthful king on the planet. So full of history. So now I request all of you that we should also give credit to Bharatvarsha that yes, that land has some, he has given appearance to Srila Prabhupada who can proclaim us all back to Godhead. So that is so Prabhupada is giving in purport Bharatvarsha, track of land, Bharatvarsha. But they have to keep following the Krishna consciousness. They follow this Mangalarti, 69 chanting, then Prabhupada will come and take them back to Godhead. That is the real Varnashram Dharma if they can follow. Otherwise there is no use of taking birth in Bharatvarsha. So I am very grateful. I am telling you the truth. When I come to New Dwarka, I come for pilgrimage. Every year I come without fail. I go somewhere or not, but New Dwarka I always go. I really get fascinated by Rukmini's, her dress and the whole thing. I think the Sudama went there, he became full of all. Everything came to him. So if I come to Rukmini, she will give me everything, whatever is needed. And also the ruler of the kingdom, Suvas Prabhu, now I am coming, this is my 23rd visit. I came first time in 88. Since then, every year I come, same man, same size, same eyes, same performance. No, he's right there. So, I pray for his good health and his great Krishna consciousness that he takes all of New Dwarka Vasis back to Godhead. And there also he attended Mangal Arati and all the morning program with everybody. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Forgive me this chance. Hare Krishna. न्यू द्वारका धाम की रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय श्री गौर निताय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्रीमद भागवत पुराण की बोल परमानंदे हरे बोल ब्रो